9:30 a.m. till 2 p.m.
Back in studio on a talk around Monday. Been a busy morning. Loving it. 70 degrees right now and sunshine, and as promised, once a month I get to talk to this awesome lady from Breckenridge Community and Teen Center, Mandy Steinbergering, this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. You brought some moral support today.
I did. Yeah. I brought my daughter Temperance. We call her Tempe.
Tempe.
Yep.
Well, she's here to provide moral support and
absolutely
just get mom through it. You're a pro at this, though, so you've done this so many different times.
You make it easy, Bill.
Well, thank you. See how easy that is? I was looking at this list, and it's like, what is not going on at the Community and Teen Center?
That might be easier.
Summer doesn't slow down for you, does it?
No, not when you're trying to provide a quality place for kids to go to, for a free place for the kids to go to. That's fun.
You certainly do that. Well, tell us about some of the things coming up here. I've got them all over my promo sheets, but you tell me what's happening here.
So, of course, we start with our when are we open? We're open from 1 to 5, Monday through Thursday, through the summer. We were, of course, off last week because it goes town during that fourth week.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, we have different equipment, indoor and outdoor. Some of the new stuff highlights that we have is a basketball hoop, flag football, soccer, axe throwing game. Not the dangerous kind. Then we have skateboards, scooter, and protective equipment. That needs to be checked out and a waiver signed by an adult for any youth that want to do that.
Okay.
And then we have our volleyball. Which is going to be a fantastic segue for me to talk about our volleyball tournament today, Bill. We've got it going on today. It's going to be a lot of fun. People that want to be part of that need to be there by 1:30.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, all of our tournaments, you need to be there by 1:30.
Sure.
So any tournaments I'm talking about, we need you there by 1:30 to participate.
You got it. And this for 10 and up, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep. That's for ages 10 and up. So, and that's 1 to 3:30 today. We are open 1 to 5, but then we, bring it in and...
Mm-hmm.
And then we have our ping pong tournament next Wednesday, July 19th, 1 to 3:30 again for youth ages 10 and up. Of course, Win It Wednesdays is our weekly thing where kids come in every day they come in. They can register for that Win It Wednesday and have a better chance every week. And you like that one, don't you, Tempe?
Yeah.
Something tells me that's all you're going to get out of her today.
Yeah, no, she's a talkative one. it is. And you sign up to win, and winners are drawn every Wednesday, and they get a free DQ mini blizzard from our friends over at DQ. So segue into our pool tournament, which is Monday, July 24th. That week is going to be a busy week because we're going to have our pool tournament, 1 to 3:30, youth ages 10 and up. Then we have our movie day, then the 26th, that Wednesday, and that's from 1 to 5. That's the usual stuff going on that day. We're going to feature our Doug Days Part 2. So there's going to be, of course, the Scotcheroos made by Mandy N, oh my gosh, you guys, if you come just for the Scotcheroos.
Those sound delicious.
They are amazing, right?
Yeah. It's like,
her
eyes
are big, yes. So, and then they sign up for the special made, they make those sandwich cookies over at Econo.
Love them.
And so they sign up for those, win one of three of those. And then, of course, they can purchase pizza by the slice, $2.75 a slice, or two slices and a soda or water for $6.
What a good time.
It is.
Serious.
And then movie starts at 1:30, pizza's done by 2. And then, it is a really fun time. We have free popcorn and just a really good time there. And then we also have that week, the next day, is our chess tournament.
That has taken off.
Yes, it has.
Holy
now, that's
smokes.
Not a 10 and up thing. Any adults that want to bring their younger kids in, as long as they're accompanied by an adult, we welcome any age for our chess tournaments.
It scares me how good some of these kids are. I mean, they got the strategy down.
Yep. Yeah. Little Miss Tempe gave me a run for my money. I'll tell you that. So yeah, it is a lot of fun. And that's, like I said, Thursday, July 27th from 1 to 3:30 p.m. And then, now this is not a July activity, but it's the first day of August. So I figured.
Well, we can look ahead.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It is our first flag football. And this is going to be epic because it's going to be Team Thaddeus against Team Sam.
All right.
My
looking
two boys,
to,
yes.
Looking forward to that.
Yes.
Yeah, some family rivalry going on.
Yes, it's going to be awesome. So yeah, that is going to be Tuesday, August 1st from 1 to 3:30. And yeah, we're going to be looking forward to getting those teams set up and a good game, a really good game.
Yeah.
The guys are really looking forward to that one. And then, yeah, finally, our sneak peek. We got a sneak peek here, Bill, for our family fun night.
That's
you guys
coming up,
remember
yeah.
it from last year?
Right.
Where the Breck PD and the Breck Fire Department.
They got after it.
Oh,
they had a good time with it, too.
They did. They had that tug of war. Now, the police department won last year, so the fire department's going to come in with a bit of a settle to score.
Uh-huh.
So, score to settle.
There you go.
So, of course, Econo Food is amazing. They're going to be sponsoring the food.
They've been a great partner for
they
you.
Have,
they really
they have.
They have
been amazing to us. And then we've got Bremer Mortgage. They're actually sponsoring our face painter again.
Wow.
So we're going to have that, the rock wall, but because the police department's bringing that fun rock wall, the fire department's bringing in their truck for the kids to ogle at, and their fire gear for them to try on, and a little house fire prop for them to put out, and we're going to have the barrel train back again. My husband's going to be on that one. And,
all right.
And then we are looking for a balloon artist. So anybody out there that knows anybody, we are looking for a balloon artist. It's a really, really fun night. So we're looking forward to it for our after school program fundraiser. It's how we do things. Our free after school program is not free. It's made possible by our generous sponsors, our community members,
and by stuff like this. Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
So grants and donations. It really is a community effort, and our community really does love their youth.
That's for sure. And boy, and you do too, because look what you're offering up. And you know, you're going to give people really good memories. About 20 years from now, they're going to be going, remember when we were at the community and teen center when the Win It Wednesday thing? Or I mean, again, you're building some fantastic memories for kids here.
Well, it's part of a legacy that's been in our community for generations. Mm-hmm. And it is pretty cool to be a part of that.
Absolutely. Mandy, great having you in this morning.
Thank you
so
much.
We'll talk to you in the month of August. Tempe, you be good. Are you looking forward to all this stuff, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet you are. Yeah, she's not real chatty today.
No.
Yeah, it happens with microphones. I figured that out. Even the chattiest of kids, kind of.
She's not a chatty kid, but she was looking. She's like, do I get to be? So she's very excited. She was very excited to be with us today.
Well, I'm glad to have her in. You bring her back anytime, okay?
Absolutely.
And again, this will be podcasted, folks. You missed any of this interview. We're going to podcast this and put it up on our website probably early this afternoon so you can go back and listen. Mandy, thanks for stopping in this morning. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
All right. 9:43 here at the Voice Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.